Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Monday, August 31st, 2020. Today he is talking about change. People everywhere are reclaiming their individual sovereignty. As your moment of awakening draws ever closer, there is a palpable air of excitement worldwide, in spite of all the bad news that the mainstream media is focusing on so constantly and vociferously. Truly, there is much pain and suffering as age-old hatreds and resentments rise into people's consciousness to be acknowledged, forgiven, and released. Awareness of the insanity of many of the old patterns of human behavior, one-on-one, in families, in social, political, and religious organizations, and between nations and groups of nations, is spreading, and people are making it clear that change of enormous magnitude and on a global scale is essential now. It is becoming apparent to all that for peace and harmony to prevail, the oneness and interconnectedness of all to all must be honored in harmonious, loving acceptance of one another, regardless of any and all apparent differences that you observe between each other. Humanity is a vast family, with many diverse interests and creative abilities, and it is now time to recognize this and honor all your brothers and sisters, instead of dividing yourselves into opposing groups that judge and condemn the appearances, beliefs, and creative endeavors, etc., of other groups. You have been aware for a very long time that that does not work. Nevertheless, the immature and egoic need to be right, to which so many cling, has made it practically impossible for you to truly honor even one other because of your own lack of self-acceptance. That sense of non-acceptability is the result of trauma of varying intensity inflicted or imposed upon you during infancy and childhood. None among you grew to adulthood unscathed by the trauma of childhood unacceptability, trauma so painful that you had to disown it or bury it deep within you, out of sight, out of mind, to enable you to face and engage with others, even though there still remained within your conscious awareness a sense of not being good enough. What you had buried so deeply within yourselves as totally unacceptable was constantly being reflected back to you by others who were similarly traumatized, whom you then judged and contemned, just as you had been judged and contemned as little ones. Growing from human infancy to mature adulthood is not easy, and many were so traumatized that they have never succeeded in maturing emotionally or psychologically. Many of those then use their physical or intellectual capabilities to defend themselves against what seemed to be an almost constant and aggressive onslaught from others, and often sought positions of power and authority over others in order to find some kind of personal self-acceptance, which has frequently brought disastrous consequences raining down on humanity. What you have come to accept as normal behavior is behavior that has been conditioned by your childhood experiences of trauma, now mostly concealed below the level of your conscious minds, and is basically a defensive mode of existence in which you are on the alert for any sign of confrontation arising which might threaten you emotionally, psychologically, intellectually, or physically. To live in such a state of alertness is, of course, very stressful and energetically draining. But because it has for so long been the apparently essential way of life, it has become normal for most humans, and so stress is expected and dealt with on a daily basis, unless it becomes totally debilitating, in which case many who experience that state seek medical assistance. It is not the way you would choose to live, which is why you so often watch infants, before they have become too traumatized, playing and engaging with life in a delightful and spontaneous manner, and wonder why you cannot find the same joy in life, even if only momentarily. It is this wondering that has, over the last few decades, encouraged people to look for more rewarding and enjoyable ways to live, and has therefore brought into their awareness the insanity of modern express-paced living, in which there is no time to just be. Even when people do realize this and try to relax for a short period of time doing nothing, or engaging in meditation or contemplation, The almost constant and insistent urge to do something, anything, sends them rushing to find some kind of distraction. And there are countless opportunities for distraction available in your modern lives that often appear to you to require your instant attention, but which obviously do not, except in your intensely felt need for some distraction. Please! Now, as is apparently clear, people are ready for change, are demanding change, and those in positions of authority, who are generally rather egotistically driven, either cannot see this, refuse to see it, or are so driven by their desire to maintain their sense of power that they try to retain their hold on it by passing new and unacceptable rules and regulations to maintain the status quo. Authoritarian control, and demanding that the police and other security forces then impose them. This approach always seemed to work in the past. But the past is over. Change, inevitable and absolutely essential change, is occurring and will continue to occur until the old order just disintegrates due to complete lack of popular support. A new environment in which peace, love, acceptance, understanding, and cooperation unite all is being established, and signs of this are becoming visible in many places. People everywhere are reclaiming their individual sovereignty, the sovereignty with which they were created for and in eternal joy, to live in freedom, being what their loving and amazingly sensitive hearts guide them to be, themselves, unhindered by even the slightest feelings of guilt, shame, or unacceptability, because such feelings or negative self-judgments are, and always have been, utterly invalid. You are all divine beings having a temporary experience in form as humans. As humans, your task was to evolve spiritually, and you have been doing this for eons, and the fruits of this evolutionary progress are beginning to ripen beautifully, as they start to become a most magnificent harvest for all to enjoy. Therefore, prepare to celebrate. With so very much love, Saul.